Second Creek was what was called a, just to leave that Boston colony out there. There's 40 families of them came from Virginia at one time and settled in, out here about 3 miles. Well, starting about a mile out of town, went on down for about 4 miles to settle in what's now known as the Second Creek neighborhood. That was an early settling place. And back here on the Brazos was another early settling place found. Hicks up in Frameville was another early settling place in there.
Did most of the people come from the Virginia area or other places too?
They came from a number of places, but there were a lot of them came from Virginia. It was called the Virginia Colony. There were so many of them come at one time.
What was called that? Oh, the whole county?
Here out here at what is now known as Second Creek neighborhood. That was the old Virginia colony out in there. Mm-hmm. Those people came from Virginia, about 40 families of them came in there. Mm-hmm. I think all at the same time. I think they did.
You said you thought that one of your grandparents was from Virginia, didn't you?
I think they were. I know some of them were from Virginia. But they went from Virginia to Georgia and Georgia to Texas. Now I have some uncles that were born in Virginia, dad's brothers. And they went to Georgia from Georgia. They come on out here to around the Milligan and Wilburn. Because there was lots of settlement in there. And then a settlement in Washington County. It's the old Independence down here in Washington County. I reckon that's one of the older settlements in this part of the country, old Independence. That's why the Texas Independence was rolled inside in there. Mm-hmm. Independence and Old Washington on the Brazos. Why, if you get a chance, you visit Old Washington on the Brazos.
Whereabouts is that now?
You go down here to Brenham and go out the road to Old Washington, you find it down Brenham. It's, I don't know, about, I imagine 18 miles from Brenham, maybe further than that over to Old Washington on the Brazos, where the Texas Independence was signed up and down there. Mm-hmm. They got a big park there and a museum and everything of that kind. It's quite interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Right on the bank of the big Brazos River this side of Navasota.
That is interesting.
It is interesting.
You said that when you were young, you worked in a, you had a blacksmith shop on the farm?
Yeah, we had a blacksmith shop, my dad did. Far back as I can remember, he had a blacksmith shop. I grew up working in that thing, learned to move, do anything that had to be done on the farm.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me about some of that stuff you did in the blacksmith shop?
Well, you wouldn't know much when I told you, but I'll tell you.
Okay.
They had, you know what's called an anvil? Big block of iron. On one end it had kind of a horn on where you could bend things. They called it a horn on the anvil. You could bend the iron around that, you know, heat it hot and put it over there and bend it with your hammer, fix your horseshoes or anything like you wanted them or shape it with. And on the other end, well, it was kind of sloping, had a flat top over the cross though. It had a square hole in where you put what was called a hardy in it. And that hardy was an outfit. It was made to cut iron on. You could stick that hardy in there, stick up about that high from the face of the anvil. You lay that iron on there and hit it with your hammer that way and cut it off while it was hot.
Mm-hmm.
And let the piece drop down. You want to be sure it didn't fall on your foot or against your leg when the piece you cut off went down.
Yeah.
Didn't get burned. But anyhow, that was head in what's called a blacksmith forge. It had a crank you turned or a bellows that worked up and down that way and blowed and made the wind.
Mm-hmm.
And hit the iron in the fire, what's called blacksmith coal fire. And you heat it in there and do whatever you wanted to with it. The